Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, game one of a three-game set with the Reds, maybe the two best teams in the division, meeting here in Milwaukee. Hunter Green, ace, opening day starter for Cincinnati, up against Freddy Peralta, ace, opening day starter for the Brewers. Things opened up in the third inning. A solo homer from TJ Friedl off of Peralta made it 1-0 Reds. Quick response, though, in the bottom half, but who else but the baby bull?
Here's Contreras, and a fly ball to center. This is unloaded. It is back and tie game. William Contreras with a solo homer. All knotted one apiece.
His ninth home run of the season, as called by Jeff Levering. But the Reds would punch right back. A two-out RBI single by India in the fourth gave them the lead back. And then a three-run fifth, highlighted by a two-run homer from Jamer Candelario, made it all of a sudden 5-1 Reds. When you look ahead now to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Brewers got a leadoff walk, which is usually the patron saint of good things to happen. William Contreras reached on a bobble in a poorly played double play ball. Wasn't technically an error, but in your mind it is on Ellie De La Cruz. The next batter was Christian Yelich. He hit a screamer toward left, but it was deflected by the shortstop, and that would put runners on the corners for Willie Adames at the plate.
Now the pitch. Bouncer hit to short. This could be two. Bobbled by De La Cruz, and the throw is going to be late. Christian Yelich is going to wind up at third on an errant throw from De La Cruz beside the bobble.
In fact, scoring on errors would be a continuing theme once again in the sixth inning from the infield, this time with Blake Perkins aboard.
They're 96, swinging a bouncer hit to third and bobbled, and the throw is going to be way off target. Perkins is going to score, and on the second, goes to Rang on a bad throw by Candelario.
So that made it 6-3 at the time. Brewers still trailing. We fast forward now to the ninth inning, as Eliezer Hernandez has been pitching very well in mop-up duty, keeping it a three-run deficit. After a walk to De La Cruz in the ninth inning with one out, caught another blunder from De La Cruz and from the Reds, forgetting how many outs there were.
Working from the stretch, De La Cruz about a five-step lead. He's holding. This one hit in the air to right center and going to be caught. Frelick. This is going to be an easy double play. De La Cruz is at third base.
De La Cruz forgot how many outs there were. He thought there were two outs. He was on third. Another mistake for him, and he still wasn't done with the mistakes. Bottom of the ninth, down by three. Closer Alexis Diaz on the mound. A single by Yelich. A single by Adames. First and second, nobody out. Reese at the plate.
And ready, here it is. Bouncer hit to short. And bobbled by De La Cruz. Wow.
What a bad night for De La Cruz. An error would load the bases for the Brewers with nobody out. Frelick would hit a soft line out for the first out of the inning. Joey Ortiz would draw a bases loaded walk, one of three on the night for Ortiz. That put the winning run on base, the tying run in scoring position on second base. Bases loaded, one out. The kid, Jackson Churio, at the plate.
Diaz ready again, the pitch. Line to right. One is in. Here comes the second run. And he's going to be out now.
Well, they called him safe. After review, he was out. It was a weird sequence by Will Little. Tagging, it was odd. They got the call right, though, after review. Then, though, the puzzling play. Blake Perkins with two outs and men on second and third. Down by one, 6-5. Perkins decided to bunt. And if he had gotten it down, maybe we're talking about what a genius move it was. But instead, he popped it out. Back to the pitcher, Diaz. And that's all she wrote tonight. Brewers fall 6-5 in Game 1 of the series to the Reds.